Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, business needs to change, and our management style needs to change as society changes. It doesn't mean that we don't want to hold people accountable. It doesn't mean that we don't want to hire the best possible people with the best attitudes and the best skill sets possible. But the days of just saying to someone, "Do it because I say so," it just doesn't have the same impact that it does years ago. We have to absolutely consider our management style, and instead of just telling people what we want them to do, we have to lay out a plan, we have to assess what their skills are, we have to get them to buy in, we have to actually become their advocate, we have to absolutely train them, we have to become, well, in a sense, we have to become their coach. We have to talk about why we're doing things. We have to talk about how the best way to do them. We have to get their input. We can't just say, "Do it my way." Maybe their way is better. When we get them to buy in, when we become a team effort rather than a person on top just shaking their finger saying, "This is what you're going to do," then everything becomes better. The company becomes more productive. There's less stress in the business. And you become more profitable. So as the CEO, president, or business owner, you need to consider, how am I really managing my company and how am I managing my people? What do you want from your business? Do you want a smooth-running, stress-free organization? Which, of course, you know, realistically, there's going to be stress and there's going to be problems in the business. Or do you want to always be putting fires out? The goal is to build a team, so that team will help you become more successful, will help the customer or client, will bring in business, will keep business, and be able to understand exactly what needs to be done. Now, to do that, there is something that you need to do. You need to become more skillful and more knowledgeable. You need to become more skillful in handling people. You need to become more skillful in understanding what people need, how you need to talk to them. You need to have knowledge and understanding. You need to understand your business inside out. You need to be in a situation where you are absolutely the person who is the expert, and you can convey the message to the people that work for you. Don't be afraid to say you don't know. And if you don't know, find the answer. There's so much information available today. And possibly you can even task your coworkers, your employees, with finding the answer. What do we need to do today to become successful? What did we do that worked? What did we do that did not work? How are we going to become the cohesive team that makes everything work? Now, you may not be a NASCAR fan, but if you are, you understand what I'm talking about. If you're not, take a few minutes and watch the pit stops. The pit stops in NASCAR are one of the reasons why people either win the race or they don't win the race. Four tires, a full load of fuel, a wing adjustment, out in seconds. And the person that gets out in a second or two faster may very well take the lead. Those people work at it. They each understand what their job is. It's like a beautiful ballet. And if there's one mistake, well, might not win that race. So let's see our business as a production. It's an event, and everybody takes part in that event. Let's get them what they need to become successful so you can have what you need to be successful. I enjoy success, and I always enjoy talking about it and hearing about it. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.